This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Today, I have a special guest sitting in the hot seat, the CEO of Link 11, Mark Wilczek. Mark, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what kind of company you're running and how it offers security in the cloud.
Right. So look, Gary, we're a cloud security platform provider. We run our cloud services across 9 different data centers at this point in time, across the US, EMEA, and Asia Pac. And we're providing all kinds of different internet-related security services, with DDoS mitigation being the flagship service. But over and beyond DDoS, we cover also web application firewall, DNS protection, and CDN.
So you're global.
We are.
You're dealing with DDoS all the time. But you're a little more proactive and smarter than the typical hacker attack breach where we react. I've heard of something we call time-based security. Mm-hmm. Typical breach we find out about almost a year later. When do you find out about a risk to your client?
Right. Look, we take a very different approach to that issue. Rather than responding to threats, we're actually proactively trying to mitigate incidents from occurring in the first place. And we heavily rely on AI. And AI enables us basically to detect threats in no time. And we're basically able to respond to these threats instantly.
Hold on a minute. Everyone tells me they're speeding up from weeks or months down to potentially days with their AI machine learning. When did you start getting into AI?
Well, we got into AI many, many years ago. We were one of the pioneers, actually, in that field. We've been leveraging AI for the past 6 years. So we do have substantial experience in how to utilize and weaponize AI to prevent cyber attacks.
Do you tell your clients within seconds, someone's trying to get into your data or into your network system hosted in our cloud within seconds, and we've mitigated it?
That's absolutely correct, yes. So we typically need less than a minute to not just detect, but also to mitigate cyber threats. So we're talking in real time, we're talking in seconds, nanoseconds actually, to prevent cyber attacks.
What would you say is a typical throughput or ability in bandwidth of your service to the clients around the globe?
Right. So we're constantly expanding our network to keep up with the rising threats and to keep up with the threat landscape, if you will. And at the moment, we're covering some 3.5 terabits in terms of global network capacity, but we're constantly investing into expanding that bandwidth.
Well, that's the bandwidth of one of the fastest companies in the world that's been in the U.S. that kind of started this whole concept. So you're equal in speed on that, but you also outperform them and others with more data centers and quicker response.
That's absolutely correct, yes. I think most of our competitors tend to have a little less data center coverage, mm-hmm. whereas we're constantly investing into extending our footprint, and we're operating 9 data centers at this point in time, yes.
That's great. Now, most people are dealing with moving to encryption all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of people talk about, you know, the whole future is all TLS or SSL all the time. How do you handle that? I mean, isn't that a lot of computing power?
Yes, but again, you know, we're fortunate enough to provide a very, very compelling stack. We've actually built the whole stack ourselves, including, you know, the software components and the hardware. And, you know, we're not afraid of that. We constantly invest into our stack. And at the same time, also some customers even terminate their SSL traffic, utilizing us, for instance, to accelerate speed. So that's precisely what we do.
So are there SMBs that can't really afford to be on your network, or maybe they'll come through an MSSP? Or is this really for kind of the Fortune 10,000 in the world?
Good point. Gary, it's actually a combination of all of that. So we tend to have a you could say, mixed bag of clients. So we're helping small businesses as much as we help large enterprises. So it's a combination of all of that. Essentially, the more a business is inclined towards going digital, the more we can help and the more we can add value.
That's great. I'm noticing more and more MSSPs are popping up, but they don't have the capabilities you have, and they're kind of piecemeal putting things together. wouldn't it be better for them to just sign up with you and just leverage all your services?
Very much so. And look, our business model is precisely an indirect business model. So we leverage channel partners as eyes around the globe. We're not a direct sales business. We're partnering very heavily. And that's essentially what we do, because we also think that we can nicely complement a MSSP's portfolio by adding additional security services and bringing additional services to the marketplace.
Now, you're probably learning a lot globally with all this data. Do you allow clients to give you, I mean, do you have, with GDPR and all that, do you have permission to kind of crowdsource knowledge to help another client in the cloud stop a breach quicker?
Well, we don't actually leverage anybody else's data to begin with. We're operating under German law, which is known for being the most restrictive privacy laws in the world. But what we basically do is that we use a self-learning AI shield, and that AI shield basically looks into the specific data and specific portfolio or traffic, if you will, of any given client in order to detect abnormalities. And we rather, you know, look into very specific data behavior of a client in order to tailor the algorithm as much as we can, as closely as we can, to the specific needs of any given organization.
So my data, if I'm your client, is customer control, customer confidential,
fully,
but fully protected in the cloud.
Absolutely.
Really,
yes.
Rapid DDoS response protection, mitigation of latest threats and attacks. 0-day malware attacks aren't going to get past you. The latest ransomware is not going to get past you.
That's true.
And your AI is a little bit ahead of most of the competitors.
Right.
So people today add AI to the name of what they're doing, and they go hire a few engineers. You've been doing it for many years.
Indeed. Indeed. Yes, that's correct. And we don't use signatures, for instance, to update patterns and stuff like that. It's all AI-based, no human interaction. And that's basically what helps us to respond to these threats way quicker. But because as soon as humans are involved, be it that patterns need to be updated or to respond to a threat, there is always room for error. And we just believe that, you know, we need to preclude these issues. We want to allow our customers to develop their digital business rapidly. And we need to put, you know, real-time mechanisms in place in order to safeguard these organizations.
And if you really want to go to the next generation for a secure cloud platform, this is the place to go. We've learned a lot from Mark today. Check him out at link11.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.